This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. On his first full day in office, Mexico's new president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has signed a decree creating a truth commission to investigate the disappearance of 43 students 4 years ago. The incident sparked weeks of protests. Will Grant reports.
The whole government is going to help with this plan, President López Obrador told the victims' families who had gathered for the event. And I can assure you that there will be no impunity either in this sad and painful case or in any other. It has been more than 4 years since the group of 43 young men and women were disappeared, allegedly by state security forces. The lack of meaningful action or any prosecution of those involved was a stain on the previous administration, and human rights groups have long called for a new investigation.
One of Afghanistan's top sports officials has admitted for the first time that players in the women's national football squad and in other sports have been sexually abused, and the problem must be addressed. The allegations of years of rape, sexual harassment and sexual coercion have been voiced publicly by a former captain of the women's football team. Jill McGivering reports.
The comments by Hafizullah Rahimi, the head of Afghanistan's National Olympic Committee, are the first official acknowledgement that the allegations of abuse made by some Afghan women footballers may be credible. Khalida Popel, a former team captain, has been trying for years to highlight sexual assault, harassment and bullying by coaches and officials, which she claims to have witnessed and had reported to her. Officials in the Afghanistan Football Federation say the claims are untrue. Women involved in other sports have also spoken to the BBC, but are frightened of being identified.
An 80-year-old woman has become the latest casualty of anti-government protests in France. She died in hospital in the southern city of Marseille after being hit in the face by a tear gas canister as she drew the shutters of her fourth-floor apartment during rioting on Saturday. Three other deaths have been blamed on the protests. Two jailed Catalan separatist leaders have announced that they're going on hunger strike from Tuesday, joining two colleagues who stopped eating at the weekend. Joaquín Forn and Josep Rull said they were protesting against the Constitutional Court's refusal to let them appeal to European courts against pre-trial detention. The trials of nine Catalan separatists who have been held in jail for up to 14 months are due to begin in January. Uruguay has rejected an asylum request by the former president of Peru, Alan Garcia, who's under investigation for corruption. He entered Uruguay's embassy in Lima 2 weeks ago after a court banned him from leaving the country for the next 18 months. Mr. Garcia says the allegations are politically motivated. The Uruguayan government praised Peru's legal system. This is the World News from the BBC.